Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The state cabinet that met today under chairmanship of Chief Minister Pema Khandu made several landmark decisions. The cabinet approved enactment of the Arunachal Pradesh Examination Act 2024 in order to prevent and curb the offences related to leakage of question papers and other malpractices during the recruitment examinations conducted by various recruitment agencies. The draft bill, which incorporates stringent penalties and imprisonment with imposition of fine up to 1 crore rupees, shall be tabled in the ensuing budget session of the State Assembly commencing from 19th July for discussion and passage of the same. The Cabinet also approved the proposal of encadrement of 13 various categories of posts of Arunachal Pradesh State Selection Board into common cadre of Arunachal Pradesh Civil Service and Arunachal Pradesh Secretariat Service Common Cadre. The move was necessitated to bring proper and systematic human resource management in APSSB for free and fair recruitment process. It is noteworthy that the state government had already encadreted and merged all categories of posts of Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission into common cadre of Arunachal Pradesh Civil Secretariat Service, and postings were done accordingly. The decision will enable officers from APCS and APSS to be transferred in APSSB on 10-year basis for a period of 3 years. Chief Minister Pema Khandu called on Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar today. It was the first meeting between the two apex leaders after the formation of the new government last month. They discussed developmental projects, education, tourism and budget-related issues and actions to mitigate the challenges due to natural calamities, amongst other state matters of importance. The governor emphasized that every citizen of the state, specially elected representatives, government employees and youth, must immediately commit to their greater duties and the overarching goals of Viksit Arunachal and Viksit Bharat. He urged the people to strive towards the vision of reform, perform and transform for the nation. Health and Family Welfare Minister Biram Wage urged the district medical officers and the district reproductive child health officers of the state to focus on rural health, while citing that still our larger population resides in rural areas. During a state-level meeting with the DMOs and DRCHOs on Saturday, the minister announced Mission Primary Healthcare as the theme for the health department to work on the primary healthcare system. He said that zonal hospitals will be taken up in a phased manner parallelly to strengthen the healthcare delivery system across the state. He advised that healthcare workers be trained to be polite while dealing with patients, adding that a humble approach towards a patient already treats half of the illness. Itanagar police has filed a charge sheet against 28 accused persons in a sex trafficking case involving minor girls. The charge sheet was filed before the Court of Special Judge Pokso, SP Rohit Rajbir Singh, said on Sunday. He said the case pertains to the recovery of 5 minor victim girls in May 2024 who were forced into the flesh trade. The case has been finalized within the mandated 60 days, ensuring that no arrested accused persons get default bail. Furthermore, we have strongly objected to bail for any accused, ensuring that all the perpetrators remain in judicial custody, the SP said. The SP meanwhile informed that 2 more persons, including a woman, have been arrested in connection with the case. On the occasion of World Youth Skill Day, troops of Spear Corps of Indian Army organized an event on the theme Skills for Peace and Development. The event was marked by performances of students of Government Higher Secondary School and Kendriya Vidyalaya Tuting, to include singing an extempore speech on the UN theme for 2024, that is, Skills for Peace and Development. Videos of various successful entrepreneurs of Arunachal Pradesh who have converted their skills into gainful business models and are providing sustained employment opportunities for the local community were also showed for the benefit of the students. Attending the program, ADC Pandov Padme motivated the students to learn gainful skills and listed out the efforts of the government in providing the same. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.